happy Friday in May. It's going to be May 1st, 2020. How are you guys? This is Mornings with Pat and Amy, and on today's show, do you know your spouse anymore? Space Jam 2 has a name, beer for essential workers, and here's when parents can relax. Spoiler alert, it's very late in the day. First, let's get to what's in the news. Good morning, Amy. Happy Friday.
Good morning. It's gonna be May.
May.
You do it. You gotta do it like JT.
It's
okay.
Gonna be May.
Okay, he does May. Not sound like that.
Okay.
How dare you? Don't
defile the voice of Justin Timberlake.
That's right. Don't do NSYNC dirty like that. Okay. Monroe County could be looking at a sales tax loss as much as $60 million because of the coronavirus pandemic. The overall impact to the county could be as high as $122 million.
That's a lot of cash.
You know, chump change.
Yeah, no big deal. The school district's at $30 million in the hole, but that's fine. It's mm-hmm. Everything's fine now here. Thanks. How are you?
Also in Rochester, Mercy School for Young Women will remain closed for the rest of the school year. Online classes will continue, however.
I think more school districts are just going to call it here. Like now that we're into May, do you think you're going to see more of that?
I'm confused. I thought the governor had to. Can school districts make that decision?
I think private ones can, because that's a private one.
Well, that would make sense. Yeah, you're right.
So I think they can. I don't think public schools can. I think they got to wait for the governor to do that.
I was going to say, yeah. Speaking of schools, an anti-vax family will be allowed to send their 12-year-old to a Fairport school after a judge's ruling in a local lawsuit. The decision could be used now as a precedent for future cases regarding medical exemptions to New York State vaccines.
I feel so bad for the kid.
Seriously.
Kids is on the autism spectrum, and look, it's not his fault. Nothing's his fault. His parents, they're wrong, and they should be vaccinating him I hope this doesn't change the not because I don't like, you know, the kids that are in these families, but these families need to take more responsibility and stop believing in things that aren't true, in my opinion. So, and in the opinion of 99.9% of scientists as well.
Did you ever hear that story about the, 17, 18-year-old kid that, became legal and was like, yeah, I'm going to go get vaccinated now because my parents wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
crazy to me. And I wish they would just anyway. So yeah. I'm happy for the kid in a lot of ways, though, because I'm glad the kid can go to school and be social. I think that's good. I just wish his family wasn't doing what they're doing.
Agreed. The Villa Pizza Frites stand opens again today through Sunday, but at a different location and new times. They're going to be setting up in the orange lot across from the fairgrounds from noon to 8 p.m. Probably a good idea because...
We're going to set up in a field and you just loop around, okay? Let's just pack them in there and get your pizza frites and your hamburger. And it'll be good. It'll all be good. I promise.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a good idea.
Very good idea. In Lewiston, police say a Ransomville man was arrested after walking out of a store with a massive amount of groceries and not paying for them. And you can't do that.
No.
So police arrested Todd Chotner.
Sure. We'll go with that with his luck.
Sure.
Did you see? You probably didn't see the cart. The thing. He got like a large, it wasn't a Wegmans car, but wherever he was, like it was just packed all the way up. And he just tried to stroll out of there.
Yeah, how do you think you're going to get away with that?
What's funny is he must have really thought and believed in his heart of hearts he could. He didn't.
Obviously.
So yeah, there's some good townie news for you. Speaking of townie news.
Police say a man from Clay brought his loaded handgun with him when he went to Hancock International Airport. Great idea. The .22 Cavalier handgun was loaded with 6 bullets and was caught in the x-ray machine. The guy said he forgot it was there.
I always forget my loaded handgun in my bag. I always misplace that thing. You know,
was it, wait, in his bag?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Listen, I don't love guns. Don't love them, but I live with them in my house.
Yes.
And they, having a spouse that is a officer of the law, mm-hmm. he goes everywhere with his gun.
Mm-hmm. Right, but he's an officer of the law. I mean, but I'm sure
he locks it up. But I could also see somebody forgetting. I mean, it's not responsible, but I could see it happening. But
that's the way kids get killed. Like, that's the way.
I am there with you. I am fully on board with that. But I'm just saying, I can see how that could happen.
I think if you can't, whether you're licensed or not, I think if you can't be responsible enough to know where you kept your gun and then you go to the airport with it, you lose that gun.
I gotta play devil's advocate. Sure, what about the parents? What about the parents that leave their kids in the car?
Yeah, they should. Child Protective Services should come and get the kids.
Well, no, I agree there, but that's another situation where if you read all the stories about it, I mean, obviously there's a handful that are way too sketchy, but then you've got ones that are parents that truly their routine changed, so they didn't remember.
Sure.
So I mean, I can see how it would happen. But obviously, you know, if you're going to be a responsible human being, you need to A, know what's in your bag, and B, know where your children are.
Yeah. No, and look, perfection's not possible. Your best is. I mean, obviously. I mean, not everybody's perfect, and I understand that. But I don't know. It just blows me away when you don't know where your 22 caliber gun is filled with 6 bullets. I just don't know how you just misplace that and then go to the airport.
Maybe
I just
if
don't...
you have so many that you just don't know.
And then that's another problem to
me. Which is a problem in itself. Then you shouldn't have them.
Maybe you shouldn't. I'm not sure, but we'll let the police handle that. Amy, you've been married for almost 11 years?
Yeah, I have been married for 11 years.
I know that not because I want to wear your skin. I know that because we were both married in 2009 to our lovely spouses. Would you say, you know, roughly 11 years into marriage, would you say that you still know him? Like, really know him?
I would say yes.
For the most part?
With a slight hesitation.
Okay.
Because there's probably things that I don't know, but what? I don't know.
Sure. I think I know my wife. Sometimes I don't
right?
know.
See, it's that same, like, I think.
And
so.
Sometimes I don't know that she knows me all that well, but it depends on the day and what we're talking about.
I would agree with that fully.
The reason I bring this up is Jada Pinkett Smith, you know, Will Smith's wife. They've been married for 23 years now, which is a miracle in Hollywood, by the way. And she admits that through the quarantine, you know, they've been around each other a lot more. And she said, I got to be honest, this is a quote from her. I think one of the things that I've realized is that I don't know Will at all. I feel like there's a layer that you get to. Life gets busy and you create these stories in your head. And then you hold on to these stories. And that is your idea of your partner. That's not who your partner is. And that's the thing. Like, I really hate the concept that some people believe, which is that nobody ever changes. That's the biggest bunch of BS in my opinion. People change and evolve and adjust to life all the time. I am not who I was 10 years ago. There are aspects of me that are similar, but I am just not who I was. Lots of things have changed. I have gone through a lot since then. And in that time, like early on in our marriage, I was out drinking with the bros all the time, acting like it was still college, living that life. And now, every so often, I get wild, and we go out and see a friend who's DJing, and stay up till 11. Yeah,
who does that?
I don't know. People.
Was the last time I went out was with you.
Yes, it was for a networking event. That's as wild as it gets anymore. So that and it's just my priorities and my how I view things, being laid off in radio after 13 years, over 13 years in the business, I'm realizing that I have to step into probably a new career altogether because there's just no jobs in radio anymore, right? And my wife and I got into this because she knows how much time I've put into my career. So she's always assumed that come hell or high water, I'm going to try to get back into the business no matter what, even if it's destructive. And we just had this kind of fight about how it's like, no, we have a baby coming and a son and a house and bills. Like, no, I'm going to get a job in whatever I got to get a job in. I just can't get one. No one can get one right now. I couldn't get one in January. It was hard, let alone now. So my priorities and the way that I see and what I see myself doing in the future are totally different than they were when we first got married. I mean, what about you? Would you say that that's different or?
Well, becoming a parent certainly has a lot to do with it for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not to say that men don't stay at home with their children most of the time, you being a perfect example the past few months, but when I had my kids, I made the choice to stay home with them once we moved back to Syracuse. So I was more or less out of the game, except working very, very part-time at iHeart and at a gym. So, and the kids would go with me to the gym.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Life changes.
Yeah, it does.
And your priorities change. And I mean, would you say through that, would you say that he knows you as well as he did? Like from when you guys first got married and were together? And this isn't, I understand, this isn't an attack or an accusation. I think a lot of couples go through this.
I would guess no.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would think that he thinks so.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because how many deep talks are happening?
Like, that's funny.
Because who has time for that, right? Like, even now.
Yeah, but what constitutes a deep talk?
Right.
I mean, you're no longer getting to know each other. So you fall into this pattern of life, just the everyday BS.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you manage to squeeze in a date night, which I know you and your wife do, and we don't do that very often. So
I'm sorry. Not that it's easy, because he works crazy hours, I think, right?
Well, and that's the other thing with what Jada said about her husband. You know, they've spent more time together during this quarantine. He's still working. It's still business as usual for him.
Yeah.
So we are on more or less the exact same schedule, except I'm back to being a stay-at-home parent.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, working. And on top of that, schooling them.
Right. Really having a full-time job in actuality. Yes. I think it's interesting. I think it's an interesting point she brings up. And I think that maybe more marriages would make it if people realized this about their marriage and just said, you know, maybe we should get away and get to know each other again and see if we're still on. Maybe you would have more marriages fall apart. I don't know. But I think everyone is guilty of it. And I'm certainly guilty of it. I think you get into this comfort zone. You get into that routine. And of course, you want to continue that routine and comfort zone because it's working, or at least it's perceived as working, and you just keep moving forward. But I think in that process, you lose who each other, not who each other was, but who each other is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about the Smiths. They always seem to be evolving. They also have had an open relationship though for years, and that's pretty well documented. And that's a whole nother ball of
to get into. When you're very wealthy, famous actor and actress that are married, you're probably not spending as much time together as the normal Joe Schmo would be.
Well, and you can afford to get away too, and you can afford to not come home and have to make dinner and have to get the kids settled and tutor the kids.
Right, all those mundane tasks that we all have to do.
Oh, those awful, awful things that common folk do. You know, parenting. God, the
worst.
My
favorite thing. Alexa, make the kids dinner.
Yeah. Oh my God. Someday.
You know
that's
how many
happen.
Times I've said that, and then I'm sorry, I don't understand your question or whatever. Like, shut up, Alexa.
Someday she's going to go ordering your option two for Domino's. You know what I mean? Like, someday that's going to happen.
Make it Twin Trees, and we got a deal, Alexa.
All right. Though honestly, if Domino's showed up, would it be that bad? I mean, just saying. Not that I love Twin Trees. I'm just saying.
Pizza's pizza, I suppose.
Pizza's pizza. Well, sort of. TV movie news. Not much today, just a couple of quick things. Space Jam 2 has an official title and logo. They were revealed by LeBron James, who's starring in this one. It's called Space Jam, A New Legacy. follow-up to the 1996 movie that starred Michael Jordan. It will come out in July of next year, assuming it doesn't get pushed back again because of COVID-19. Did you like the original one? Did you see it when it came out?
I did, but it's been so long that I don't remember.
I get it. We had Rory sit down and watch it. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, and he loved it. The awkward thing was when he now runs around the house singing I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly. And that's a little awkward. Only because it is, I mean, it's fine. It's a good song, but, you know, R. Kelly's a problem. So
he is a problem. It's a thing. Although, I'm sorry, Ignition.
Oh, I know. That's what sucks is these artists do terrible things. And then you're like, but they made such good, like Chris Brown is a trash bag, but he's made some amazing songs, you know? And it's like,
Michael Jackson.
No. Which people will jump down your throat. He was never proven. I'm sorry. There's so many freaking allegations. Yeah,
but there's some really questionable things.
Here's the thing. Dude was weird, and it's not... Look, do I label everyone as weird and decide not to like them? No, it's fine. People are weird, and that's their prerogative. But that dude had billions of dollars and was weird, and I'm sorry. There were too many things. There were just too many things. So, yeah, I can't listen to his stuff. I just can't do it.
Oh, no, I can. I just cringe.
I just don't. That's all I can think about, honestly. So same thing with R. Kelly. I can't do that one. So I'm sure there are artists I listen to who are terrible though. So you know what I gotta do. Like Nickelback. I like Nickelback, and I don't care if you don't if you hate me for it. Fine.
Yeah, but
fine.
They're probably wonderful people. They're
the
probably like
people.
I was gonna say.
Disney is working on a live action version of the animated Hercules movie. The movie came out in 1997.
I'm
and
so excited.
Are you? I mean, they're live actioning everything though. They do
this
with
everything. I loved that movie.
That was very popular. It did very well. It's a favorite of my weefs. I was 16, 15 or 16? So I was done with Disney movies then. Like it wasn't happening anymore. So I totally miss Hercules.
Maybe as a female, it's okay to love Disney.
It is.
So much.
It is.
I mean,
now,
if you're
I
don't know, if you're a man and you love Disney stuff, like I'm sorry, that's super attractive. Like
well, yeah, because now you can. For guys, it's perfectly fine to love Disney stuff. Like back then, though, it was the late 90s, and I was supposed to like, you know, Limp Bizkit or something. So, you know, that's how that was. And The Matrix 4, yes, the fourth Matrix, which will come out, was only 4 weeks into filming before its production was shut down due to the pandemic. Yes, Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are reprising their roles of Neo and Trinity in the movie. Plot details are being kept firmly under lock and key. Yes, Amy, you're raising your hand in the back.
I've never seen that movie.
I'm sorry, you broke up. What?
I've never seen The Matrix.
You. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I want you to listen and listen good. Okay, take a knee. Take a knee. This weekend, you're watching the freaking Matrix.
Okay.
You don't have to, if you don't want to watch the sequels, it's fine. That first movie, do you remember the buzz around that first movie? The trailers were super mysterious, and then it came out and it blew everyone's mind. Like that is a genius science fiction movie.
That's what I've heard.
How can you not, why haven't you, you've seen Hercules, but you haven't seen The Matrix?
It's Disney, okay?
Oh my God.
I know, I haven't seen Star Wars. What else haven't I seen
I still haven't seen Star Wars.
Mm.
Although I'm kind of hesitant to tell you to see Star Wars because the final three were so bad, in my opinion. Some people love
I wouldn't even bother with the latest ones. I would just watch the old ones.
Just watch the original three, which you can't, by the way, you can't even, unless you have them already, you can't even get the original cuts because George Lucas went and like edited all of them. So,
why would you do that?
Because he's a turd who made beautiful things that you know made my childhood. But that's beside the point. Go see The Matrix.
I'm wondering what other movies that you'd be very judgy about that I haven't seen. Because I'm a movie person, but...
You're such a movie person. You haven't seen The Matrix or Star Wars. What's wrong with you? There's plenty of good news in the world. Couple of nice little stories today for you to consider on your Friday, and we hope you have a great weekend. But the good news is, Amy...
A Christian Brothers Academy student started a social media movement to help essential workers. Whose Shoes Mile, started by CBA sophomore Delaney Hayden. News Channel 9 reports she started by creating a website and an Instagram page. because that's all it takes nowadays.
It really does.
She asked her friends and family to participate by doing some type of activity for a mile, whether it's walking, running, skating, you name it. And while performing that activity, she encourages people to think about someone who they see as a hero during this pandemic. And following that, she's asking people to write down who they're walking for and take a picture with the hashtag Whose Shoes Smile. She's had submissions from all over the country.
Yeah, it's really motivating a lot of people. Like she said, one of the teachers like ran a marathon because of this. And
well, that's cool.
It's pretty neat. Yeah, it's sometimes it's a little thing that you start as a hashtag that takes off and does really good stuff. Minutemen Press of Buffalo, they're a marketing firm, that sort of thing. They launched something called, speaking of hashtags, hashtag Beer It Forward. It's a campaign that has people give donations online, which will be used to purchase gift cards from participating local breweries and then deliver them to local hospitals for distribution to frontline workers. Because here's the thing, all these people busting their butts and putting their lives on the line every day deserve a cold one all the time. They absolutely do. And there are a lot of good breweries in Buffalo. I don't know if you're aware of that. There are a lot of good craft breweries.
I will take your word for it.
Rochester.
Since we've already established that I don't drink beer.
Right.
So.
Well, there's the one in Syracuse, Anything But Beer, which they do anything but beer.
That I would try.
They're supposed to be
I like hard
good.
Ciders.
So have you been to the 1911 in Lafayette? What's it
oh,
called?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Beacon not. Skiff? Yes, I have.
Okay. We like that. Are we a fan of that?
I am. Did you know that the 1911 brand is on Carnival cruise ships and you can buy it in the gift shop?
Then you must have been very intoxicated on your last cruise if you know that.
Oh, no, I didn't buy it. Why would I go on a Carnival cruise and buy it? Like, I can buy it 45 minutes away from my house.
That's true. You could buy it.
But I was just impressed
yes.
that it was there yeah. on the cruise ship.
It's a big deal. And they're making hand sanitizer still and giving it away. So that's good stuff.
I saw that too. They're giving it away?
Yeah, they're giving it away to first response, you know, essential workers and that sort of thing. They're giving it away too. So.
Oh, I was going to say, while I saw it, they were selling it at the gas station.
Yeah.
They're not giving it away there.
They were selling it, quote unquote, as some guy named, you know, Ted with a trench coat. You want some hand sanitizer? I don't know about you, but you know, probably can't relax every night until the kid is officially asleep.
Yeah, that's true.
That's usually around getting toward 9 o'clock. What about you?
I would say 9 o'clock because my son will have had his night terror by then and gone back to sleep.
Oh, he has night terrors?
Oh yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. That sucks.
And it usually happens 45 minutes to an hour after he goes down. Mm-hmm. They don't always last very long, but after that, we're good for the night. But I could almost set my watch to it. It's terrible.
Wow. And I'm sure he's stressed during all this stuff, too. That sucks. That's. I'm sorry about that.
I wonder if that has something to do with it because it goes in fits and spurts. Mm-hmm. Like it'll happen for a while, for months and months ago, it was happening every single night. And that's difficult because my husband takes a nap before going to work at night. So mm-hmm. I can't necessarily sprint upstairs fast enough sometimes to get to him. And even if I do, he's screaming so loud, it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, that stinks. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And Rory, he doesn't have night terror, but he's always hard to get to go down and turn the brain off. He's just like his daddy. So it's usually about 9 o'clock. He's out. It's like, okay, now we can watch Schitt's Creek. You know what I mean? Or whatever
yes.
we're going to watch, you know?
By the way, I think I surpassed you in Schitt's Creek.
Okay, because we're in season two.
Me too, but
okay,
I think I'm at like episode 10.
The reason I'm asking all this is because it turns out the average time that parents can actually relax, that means they're done with the kids, cooking, cleaning, picking up, all that stuff. The average time that they can relax begins at 8:39 p.m. every single night. One in six parents say they use their downtime to actually do even more chores, unfortunately, but they're able to do them, I guess, in a relaxing fashion. Most parents say the peak of their family stress hits at 11:54 a.m., by the way, with money and financial issues the top stressor. Is that when you say you're most stressed out during the day? Is it about 11:54, like right around noon?
I would only say that now because we've usually been doing schoolwork for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm ready to kick it for the day or just until after lunch.
Yeah, I would say about the same. Usually for me, you know, if Rory's at school, he'll get home and that's fine. It's usually bedtime is when I'm the most stressed because I just want to get everything done and get him in bed. And he's like not happy about going to bed, and it's a giant fight. Now, when you do relax, do you end up doing more chores, or what do you watch TV? What do you do when the kids are finally out?
I will usually run around doing, you know, cleaning up the kitchen, throwing a little laundry in to finally plop down to watch what I want to watch, or, you know, just catch up on. I have solo dance parties at my house a lot of the time. Huh. Like, put headphones in and just like drop it like it's hot in the kitchen.
Oh.
To like, you know, let off some steam.
Okay. All right.
My whole family's sleeping. The dog's just looking at me like, what are you doing?
So here you
like,
are wondering how to
don't
get TikTok.
Judge me.
This is how you, so you're thinking about how to get TikTok famous. Here you go. Your solo dance parties. This is what you have to start doing. You have to start
posting. But people are going to think I'm putting that on. No, that's just like a normal occurrence. If you know me well, you know what I'm doing most likely in the evening.
Do you ever get interrupted by your husband? Like when you're just in the middle of a dance routine?
He has snuck up on me unintentionally once. And it was one of those, I'm standing at the sink and, you know, I'm like bopping around as I was finishing washing some dishes. And I see his reflection mm-hmm. in the window in front of me. And it was a, like, oh my God. And because I freak out if I jump, I get very scared. Even if the kids like shriek unexpectedly, I will jump and go, Jesus, like scary.
Good to know.
Which is why my son now goes, Jesus. And I'm like, hold on.
Yep. No, mine too.
Do as I say. Yeah, don't do as I say.
Correct. I want to tell you that I also, dance like no one's watching, I am the typical dad. It's let's watch something on TV.
Oh no.
I'm just resting my eyes.
That's why I stay up so late. Cause I don't have like legit alone time mm-hmm. where I'm not going to be called to do something or, you know, it's just. Yeah. And are you really an adult if you haven't grinded to genuine in your kitchen while you're cleaning it? Like, come on.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yes.
Riding totally my pony.
I mean, I love the song. I have to tell you, I know I have not done that. I will tell you something I do, though, to relax. And it's I love running errands. Because I can
not
relax.
Anymore.
Well, because I'm the designated runner in the house. So I'm the one that's going to go out and get it. I actually really enjoy it because that's like the one time I can listen to music really loud. Whatever I want to listen to.
Oh, I love that.
And whether I'm going to sing or just sit there and listen to it. Yeah, because I just love doing that. That's like my. So that for me is just anytime I get to go out by myself and run an errand to Wegmans or otherwise. Like, I'm always looking for reasons to go to the Wegmans across town, the giant one, because then I gotta drive, and then I get to go to the cool Wegmans, and I get to drive back, and I enjoy that time. That's my me time. Amy, another great week on Mornings with Pat.
It was.
It really was. What did you learn today or otherwise?
I learned that the Pizza Freak location has changed. They're going to be in the orange lot across from the fairgrounds.
That's good.
Today through Sunday.
They're gonna,
12 to 8.
They're going to park people over by the amphitheater, too, so you have to cross 690. I'm kidding.
I was like, they are? Don't say that.
It sounds like something
God.
That would happen at the fair. You know what I mean? When it comes to parking.
All right.
I love the fair. Don't get me wrong.
17 miles later.
I learned that you jump very easily. You have revealed that to me. And that is good information for me to know.
Oh, that's not nice.
I didn't say what I'd do with it. I just said it's good information for me to know.
Okay. You've seen the original Jurassic Park?
Yes.
You must know the
scene.
Wait.
Have you seen the original Jurassic Park? Because you haven't seen The Matrix and you haven't seen...
How dare you not insult me. I have seen that countless times.
Life.
Anyway.
Finds a way.
The scene with the raptor in the window and it like blows air and it goes... Mm-hmm. My dad... scared the bejesus out of me in the movie theater while seeing that. And that just gives you an example of like that kind of stuff makes me jump.
Nice. I remember seeing that in theaters because I was 12.
Me? Yeah.
And, or maybe 13. I think it was 12. And I was in my mother's lap when the T-Rex came on the screen, like a baby boy, scared to death of that thing.
Wow.
So there you go. You learn. So I may know that, but you now know that about me. And so does everyone else. So yay.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
No one's listening. It's just us.
That's it. I'm going to get so much mocking on Facebook. we appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Thanks to 315live.com and the 315 Live app, where you can listen to us every morning at 6 and 8 and on demand as well for free. And, of course, listen to us wherever you get podcasts. If this is your first time hearing us, just search Mornings with Pat, and it'll come up. It's free to subscribe. And we really appreciate you guys listening and for all your feedback. Keep it coming. Keep listening. Have a great weekend. Don't get the COVID. Wear your masks and be safe. Love you. Bye.
Bye.